message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Oh, Ruah praise! Praise is the channel that when you tune into it, whether you are using analog TV or you are using digital TV, the signal is always clear. You don't have to go and tune the antenna. You don't have to go and adjust the volume. You don't have to go and adjust the shape. Naturally, it will fall into shape. Somebody shout hallelujah! Exodus chapter 15, if we begin to read from verse 10, something is very important here that God will also see. The Bible says, the enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide this. But this is the plan of the devil. This is what the enemy is proposing. He said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide this spoil. My Lord shall be satisfied over them. I will draw my sword. My hands have destroyed them. Now look at verse 10. The Bible says, thou doest blow with thy wings. In other words, as the enemy is planning in the secret, the Bible says God blow them away with his wing. This is what happens when you are praying. When you are praising God, the Lord will blow a wing. And as that wing goes, it destroys the enemy. And when the blow gets to you, it strengthens you and energizes you. Somebody shout hallelujah. Now, the Bible says, the sea covered them. In other words, the sea destroyed the enemy. They sank as lead in the mighty water. I declared that as you give God praise this morning, all your enemy shall be buried alive in the name of Jesus. I don't know what is scaring you in the verse, but as you tune into the channel of Thanksgiving, God will destroy them in the name of Jesus. That sickness is leaving you in the name of Jesus. That failure is leaving you in the name of Jesus. That delay is destroyed in the name of Jesus. Look at verse 11. The Bible said, God, you know, he was talking about God. He said, who is like unto thee? Oh Lord, among the God who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders. What that scripture is saying is that when you begin to engage in praise, God begins to move in a miraculous way. Things that you think as it looks difficult to you, God will make it so easy, and so shall it be in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I don't have time. Very quickly, two uplifting facts about faith. Praise is very, very important for us to achieve extraordinary exploits. Moses achieved extraordinary exploits because he was a man loved by God. Number one is God seek for a praiser. A prayer warrior seek the face of God. But God seek for a worshiper, for a true praiser. And that is what Jesus said in John chapter 4, in verse 22 to 23. Jesus says, and an hour has come, and now is it. Somebody say now. Praise always deliver a now result to you. He said, the hour is now. When the true worshiper, we worship the Father in truth and in spirit. For the Father, do what? Seeketh such to worship him. God, and you know what? True worshiper, there is no true worship without a genuine praise. No true worship without a genuine praise. What do I mean by that? What make your worship to be complete is when the worship backed up with genuine praise. Why? Because worship is a romance with righteousness. In other words, when you are worshiping God, what you are doing is that you are romance. You engage in righteous romance with divinity. Every time you are giving God praise, you are engaged in a righteous romance with divinity. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. A woman came to Jesus. This woman was known as a sinner. Nobody even want to come near her. They have neglected her. But Jesus, the Bible tells us that this woman came with a very expensive oil. And when she came, she poured it on the leg of Jesus. And as she poured it on the leg of Jesus, she used her leg and hair to rub it. And to rub it, excuse me, what can be romance than that? That kind of romance is more than what Samson did with Delilah. Then which Samson only placed her head on Delilah's lamps. But this woman used her head to rub everything about his leg. He rubbed it. And that romance, the Bible, when Jesus interpreted, Jesus said that is worship. Somebody say worship. Somebody say worship. So true worship is a righteous romance with divinity. Righteous romance with divinity. When you begin to give God praise, calling him the name that he answered, calling him all the name, calling him is your lover, calling him is your shepherd, calling him is your savior, calling him all sorts of names, what you are doing is that you are engaging with a righteous romance with divinity. And when that romance is intense, you know what is going to happen. When the husband and the wife is romancing, it leads to something. Am I right? It leads to something. So when you praise God genuinely, it leads to something. And what it leads to is blessing. That blessing, you are going on with it in the name of Jesus. I say you are going on with it in the name of Jesus. So David understood this. And in 1 Samuel chapter 13, when you read from verse 11, the Bible made us to understand that a man by the name Saul did something bad and he wanted to please God with another method. But you know, listen to what Samuel said. The Bible said, and Samuel said, what hast thou done? And Saul said, because I saw that the Lord with me, the people were scattered from me, and that thou comest not within the day appointed, and the Philistines gathered themselves together at Mishmash. Therefore said I, the Philistines will come down now upon me to Gilgal, and I have not made supplication unto the Lord. I forced myself therefore, and offer a first. You know, every time I'm reading this particular part of the scripture, I used to feel for Saul. If I get to heaven, if by mistake I saw him, I would want to ask him, sir, did you read your Bible? I thought you have a pastor. Did you accept his preaching? Because see, it wasn't his office. He offered a burnt offering to God, which is it was in his office. You see, if he's conversant with his Bible, he will have known what to do. Actually, he offered sacrifice, but he offered a wrong sacrifice. The sacrifice he offered is meant for the priest. But you know, if he has read this Bible, he will have understand that there's another sacrifice that is very important. And that sacrifice will have offered to God. Perhaps God will have accepted it. But because he has no understanding, that scripture again on the screen, he has no understanding of the Bible. That is why we need to know the scripture and look at the implication of offering a wrong sacrifice. And Samuel said to Saul, thou hast done foolishly. Thou hast not kept the commandment of the Lord thy God, which he has commanded thee. Oh God, if you haven't made this mistake, he said, for now, oh God, you will not miss your opportunity in the name of Jesus. I told you, I said, praise is a now thing. He said, for now would the Lord have established your kingdom, not temporarily, he said, forever in Israel, forever. But he missed this opportunity. He missed his opportunity. he offers to God what God will not hear from him. And that takes me to point number two. Praise is a mail that God will never reject. I want to believe that this is the revelation that our grandmother got. And then they used to sing this song, even without keyboard, even without drums, even without gangan. And they say, Igba ope mi da, Igba ope mi we, Ebo ope mi da, Ebo ope mi we, Ejo ope mi da, Ejo ope mi we, Gugbara mi o, Ma fi gbe Jesu da. Ewa ba mi gbe gba ope o. You know how to dance that song. I mean that dance. You know, it's Jelenke. You know, the women choir, especially the elderly ones, they will shake their pump on my body. How many understand? Okay. In verse 15, the Bible says, by him, that is Jesus, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God. How often? Come on, talk to me. How often? Saint of God, let me hear you. How often? What is that sacrifice of praise? He said, that is the fruits of our lips, giving thanks to his name. This is the sacrifice that God will never reject. God rejected that sacrifice that Saul brought. Do you know that God rejected sacrifices of many? He rejected that of Brother Cain. Cain, see, in Sunday school, we were made to understand that he offered bad things. But this man was a farmer. I don't believe that there are things that are not worthy. There are many things to eat. But as God saw it, this is not for me. Again, God called a man, Abraham. Said, this is your son, Isaac. I want to eat him. Go and sacrifice him. Take me. Abraham got there, and the Bible says he was about to snare the guy. He actually wanted to do it. God has to cry and say, Abraham, stop. He said, stop. Even though God accepted our sacrifice, but he said, no, I'm not eating this. Again, God came with another method, told the people of Israel, said, every year you must sacrifice a lamb. Said, this lamb must be spotless and it must be without blemish. It got to a certain level. God said, no, I'm tired of this. There is another meal that my soul desires so much.
And in that scripture that we read, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15, the Bible says, let us offer that sacrifice of praise continually. When something is continual, that means it can't stop. Can you shout hallelujah? So God is saying, this thing will never stop. The fruit of your lips, the word of thanksgiving, the word of appreciation to me, the word of praise to me, I love it. Every time you offer it, I will eat it. I will eat it and I'll be satisfied. God never rejects the sacrifice of praise. Come on, shout hallelujah. You know, when every time we are praising God, we are giving God his food, and he cannot reject it. He can't reject it because he loves it so much. That is what gave him satisfaction. As a matter of fact, that is the reason why you are created. You were created for this. You were created to praise him. He said, these people have I formed for myself, that they may show forth my praise. That they may show forth my praise. That they may show forth my praise. I will worship you forever. Love you forever, because this God is so good. I will worship you.
I will worship you forever. Love you forever, because this God is so good.
I need to pick him. What you've done is enough. You have to rise.
you can do for me. There is something better you can do for me. I want to set you among the princes. Sit on the throne of David. Sit on the throne. Let me put my crown of glory upon you. From now on, we'll become the king. From now on, and Bible says that God called him his friend. He said, this guy, you are just too much. You are too solorious. Your heart is always after me. Continue to praise me. Come on, continue to play your sing instrument. Continue to play it. Continue to play it. And as he's playing, the Lord continues to dance. That is why I love you. You are a bad guy. That is why I love you. You are a smart guy. Your voice is solorious. I love you so much. Your level has changed. And your level has changed in the name of Jesus. I want to declare to you in this morning, it is a daybreak. Your glory has finally overflowed. I say your glory has finally overflowed. As you turn to the channel of praise, blessings flow towards you in the name of Jesus. If you believe it, can I believe it? Amen. If praise is God's meal, how can we deliver it? How can we deliver his meal? How can we deliver his food? Number one, oh my goodness, my time is up. My time is up. Please don't bother to write. My time is up. I have about five, but my time is up because I want us to praise. Hallelujah. I want us to praise. Oh, should we quickly rush it? Okay, number one, it must be joyfully delivered. You want to offer God his food? It must be joyfully delivered. As you are praising God, joy, joy, joy in my heart is free. Joy, joy, joy. Come on. To come to you don't deliver his meal murmuring. You let your heart be filled with joy. You refuse worry to deny you of access to him. You refuse cares to deny you of access to him. If not, he will reject it. Number two, it must be regularly delivered. Somebody say regularly. Can I hear regularly? Oh, saint of God, shout regularly. Psalm 92, if you read from verse 1 to 5, time will not permit us. Number 3, it must be lavishly delivered. Lavishly. You know, there's some certain amount of food that when they give you, it will make you to starve more. Am I speaking sense? So you rather say, this morrow I will not eat. Because if you eat it, it will increase your stuff. Why the punishment? When you give God a shallow praise, you make him to starve them all. So you lavishly supply it. You lavishly deliver it. You surplusly deliver it. You bereketesiously deliver it. You will give more. You know. Oh, no wonder. 2 Samuel chapter 6. In verse, you know, when the ark was taken away by the Philistine, and David was troubled.
on the day the ark was being returned. He knew that it's not by his might. He knew that it's not by his power. Then the Bible tells us that there was a lavish praise. And David was dancing and dancing and dancing. I mean, he lavished his berekechiously. He danced tired. And Micaiah looked at him and said, what is all this? What is all this? What is all this? Why are you doing this? You know the story, but where I'm going is verse 21. Can you, please, let's look at verse 21. When David will reply, and David danced before the Lord. Thank you. Then in verse 21, I'm going to say, and David said unto Micaiah, it was before the Lord who chose men, before thy father, and before all thy house. You know, Micaiah was Saul's daughter. So, if you don't know history, I would remind you. If you don't know what your father did wrong, I know what he did wrong, so I don't want to make the same mistake. He said, he's the one that chose me before your father and to appoint me ruler over the people of the Lord, over Israel. Therefore, I will pray before the Lord. He saw praising like a prayer. He said, let me just lavish it. See, Pastor Fred told you, he said, there is no dancing step that God rejects. Because Timoba Sebai Aramoda. Mumole Sebai Aramoda. O tell me Lord, King Joe Follow me. O tell me Lord, King Joe Follow me. We are studying. I need you to do like this. That is the way we used to do it while in primary school. How many know it? Okay? Alright, I will teach you if you don't know. Put your hand like this. O temi lono, kinjo falaru me. O mukono. What have you did? Hallelujah! Come on! Oh, my God. It must be honor, a meal that God will eat. It must be honorably delivered. And we saw that in 1 Samuel 2:30, Malachi chapter 1 verse 6. Can I call it again? 1 Samuel 2 verse 30. God said, if you honor me, I will honor you. And lastly, number 5, it must be heartily delivered. Heartily. Pastor Moshebi was saying it the other time. Now, some people pray, but their heart is not there. If God can reject such prayers, how much more praise? So, if you want to give Him praise in that channel, if you want to tune it, your whole heart must be there. Lose sense of yourself. It's not a time to look at your neighbor. It's not a time to look at somebody who is mocking you. No. It's not a time to observe whether your step is right or not. It's not a time to see whether you are still in tune or not. It's not a time to check whether you are flat or flattened. No. It's not a time just to be watching. What time has gone? You must be heartily delivered. Heartily delivered. Heartily delivered. Deliver. Somebody is here. Your praise will make a way for you. I say your praise will make a way for you. Every door of blessing that enemy has shut against you is opening right now in the name of Jesus. That sickness over in the name of Jesus. Your lack is over in the name of Jesus. I say, do we never lack anything good in the name of Jesus? Are you ready to praise God one more time? Are you ready to praise God one more time? Are you ready to praise God? Come on. Hallelujah. You know, but I will not. My time is just, I have just 4 minutes. Maybe we should use that 4 minutes to praise. No prayer. We are just going to praise like never before. Are you ready to dance with all your strength? Come on, DY, can we go? Hallelujah.
Wow, I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.